This is Tim Anderson, the Appraiser's Advocate. We're clear. When I was a kid, I remember reading a Western short story. A bad guy was brought into town to be hanged. They hung him. After about 5 minutes, the town doc went over to him, put his ear up against the bad guy's chest, and said, "He ain't dead yet, boys. Hang him again." Now you say, "Tim, what does that have to do with anything real estate appraisal related?" Well, that's the purpose of this podcast, to tell you. Basically, as you'll recall, in August of 2019, the FDIC raised the de minimis to $400,000 from $250,000. Upon hearing this, a lot of appraisers went out of their way to claim the sky would fall, the economy would collapse, the zombie apocalypse would take place, civilization and life as we knew it would end, and all things would be horrible. Please let me respectfully disagree. First of all, the vast majority of the appraisals in the United States are not affected by this ruling because they are not federally related transactions. As a result, what the FDIC decided, frankly, doesn't affect most of us. Historically, we've seen every time in the past the FDIC raised the de minimis, absolutely nothing happened. Business went along just fine, appraisers were busy, people were buying and selling houses, there were no problems. Remember back in 2006-2007 when the economy collapsed? Well, back then the de minimis was $250,000, but the median sale prices of houses in the United States was less than $250,000. But yet, look at all the work we were doing. Look at all the appraisers lenders were ordering. So as a result, even though the de minimis was greater than the median selling price of houses, it didn't affect our business. We stayed busy. Now, what I'm trying to say here is that changes in the de minimis have historically really not affected appraisers. Indeed, sometimes they appear to have put money in the appraisers' pockets. Despite the FDIC's decision, banks are still going to want appraisals. Witness the controversy over North Dakota. Banks have no desire to expose themselves to any more than typical risk, and part of getting an appraisal is handling the risk of investing in somebody else's house. They still want us. Wall Street still wants us. You know, banks sell their paper to Fannie Mae, and we think Fannie Mae is the big bad guy. Well, they may be, but the point is, Fannie Mae sells its paper to Wall Street, and Wall Street likes to see an appraisal before it makes investment in a mortgage. So as a result, as long as Wall Street's going to buy Fannie Mae's paper, there's going to be a need for appraisals. In other words, the sky hasn't fallen, nor is it going to. It's more likely that we're at risk due to appraisal waivers and the expansion of the use of evaluations than we are from an increase in the de minimis. The point here is, it's time to make a change. We can keep doing exactly what we've been doing, and therefore get exactly what we've gotten before. Or we can change a little bit. We can change what we do. We can change the way we do it. We can seek more private work, and really, that's the key. Now, why did I tell you that story at the beginning of this podcast? Simple. They're probably going to have to hang us again because we ain't dead yet. And quite frankly, we're a long way from being dead. Thanks. I appreciate you listening.